This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There he is, Dan Campbell. Play something from Dan Campbell in the noon hour that I think sums up where this Lions organization is right now. In the meantime, we were just talking about how that game is kind of perfect in that they go on the road, they win a massive game against a division rival team that's leading the NFC, last undefeated team in the NFC, and the Lions take them down without Aiden Hutchinson. But by no means, I think, made you feel more comfortable with their edge rusher situation, which means a sense of urgency will still be there, although Brad Holmes swears they're not prisoner of the moment. If you're looking for the most likely teams that are going to deal a player to Detroit, the most likely, but not exclusive, but the most likely group is the teams that are starting to group at the bottom of the AFC standings. These are the teams that are most likely going to be willing to make a trade as an edge rusher. An NFC team might. A team that's not completely out of it might. But again, we're just working in the probability world right now. There are three one-win teams that all have a player that the Lions could use. Tennessee with Landry, the Browns with Garrett and Za'Darius Smith, and the Patriots with Keon White. Are any of those guys accessible? Well, there's starting to be some rumblings that one of them might be. Albert Breer wrote the following today. Speaking of trades, the Browns will get phone calls now based on their 1-6 record and the fact that they just offloaded Cooper. I don't think they'll move Miles Garrett, but some fishing has taken place. Anyone can call. Denzel Ward or Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, but guys such as Za'Darius Smith or Jack Conklin would have value to others and could be more realistic targets. Adam Schefter tweeted out on Saturday, actually put this in a story, one player the Lions could be interested to try and help replace Aiden Hutchinson this season is Browns three-time Pro Bowl defensive end Za'Darius Smith. Per league sources, Smith has 63 career sacks, and Cleveland prefers not to trade him, but would be expected to listen. Za'Darius Smith was asked about it late last week because the Lions are coming up as a possible place that he could go. And when it was brought up to him, he said, I didn't even know about it. I'm staying positive. Hopefully we can get a win this week and get right back on track. I hate that the injury happened to him, meaning Hutch, a guy that was on his way to defensive player of the year possibly. But if I was to go to Detroit, I would like it because I get to play Green Bay twice a year and the Vikings twice a year. So, yeah, that'd be big.
Can't believe he answered it. I can't believe he answered it without just giving a statement. Guys, I'm not going to – I'm worried about that. I'm happy here. I want to see my team. Hopefully we can turn things around. But he answered the question. Oh, yeah. Detroit, sure.
Yep.
He's got 4 sacks in the 7 games this year. So does Miles Garrett, by the way. So that and we know how good Za'Darius Smith has been in this division.
Yep.
I think he'd be a great addition and obviously wouldn't cost you anywhere near as much as the other players would. Do you know what his contract status is?
No.
Because that's always thinking about.
If I recall correctly, I think we looked this up, and it was one you could absorb given their current situation.
Be a rental or not?
One moment, please. There's a potential out after this year. His cap hit this year is 5.23. Most of that is signing bonus. I think the Lions would be responsible for 1.2 this year and 1.5 next year.
Well, it's not going to cost you much in compensatory.
No, it's going to cost Cleveland a lot of dead cap money, though, and that might keep them from wanting to do it. But
again, Cleveland's going to – they got to start all over.
They probably do. 248-539-9797, so that's where we're at. Let's get back to your phone calls. Open lines. Greg is next. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
So first, I just want to say thanks for how you interact with us on Twitch. That's awesome. Cool. And Bear does not slay. Everyone just needs to know that. Okay. So champion Jahmyr Gibbs, when Monty went down, you could kind of see that, like, he's like, all right, let's do this. And just, I mean, what a game from him statistically. And just a beast. And, I mean, Monty looked good too, but I mean, it was just awesome to see out there.
I got to tell you, the move he put on his touchdown run, I don't know. I got to look up who the defensive back was, because that guy, he got turned inside out. That was an embarrassing moment for him. Gibbs just left him hanging. I think it was
Knees
Cameron
wobbled, Bynum. Ankles broken. Just yeah. Boom.
Yeah. And then Chump, Jack Tuttle. I'm a fanboy, right? But looking at it, like, Michigan's defense isn't that bad. You know, they're good, I would say. And I would say their offensive line is not bad, but good. And then just it's running backs, okay, good. You know, Mullings hurt? I don't even understand why he didn't get as much run on Saturday.
He had 19 carries.
Yeah, but it seemed like he wasn't the lead back? I don't know.
They did get behind, and once you get behind, you're going to start throwing it more. So maybe that would explain it away.
My untrained eye on Tuttle. Okay, you know, I'm not a coach. I learned a long time ago. I don't try and coach teams. But my untrained eye, the weirdest thing about Tuttle's performance to me was against Washington. I thought he did a really good job of seeing the field, seeing the receivers, and when the pressure came, I thought he did a really good job of keeping his head downfield and keeping the play alive. Against Illinois, it didn't look like that as much. And I don't know what that's a product of or why. And I could be wrong. They might tell us something completely different. But I felt like he felt the pressure, saw the pressure, and wasn't seeing the field as well. And that seems odd to me, that it was what was seemed to be there against Washington didn't seem to be there against Illinois.
Yeah, and Aiden Childs is coming into his own. So I could definitely see this weekend being, if he takes care of the football, it could be a long weekend for Michigan fans.
It's always a big if with Aiden Childs, if he can take care of the football. He threw an interception on Saturday night and also had a couple other iffy passes. But the good far outweighed the bad from Aiden Childs on Saturday night. He looked very, very good. We talk about the Jahmyr Gibbs move that he made. Aiden Childs put a move on one of the Iowa defenders that was just as ridiculous. It was, and I think, something the Spartan fans have been waiting to see. They used the bye week well. They got better as an offense, the offensive line in particular. The running game was an asset on Saturday night, which is something we haven't said about Michigan State in a long time.
Let's go to Al Livonia. You're next on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Al?
Well, my chump is the coach of the University of Michigan. My complaint is that he did not get a quarterback out of the portal, and he must have known what he had, and he chose not to do that.
Well, hold on. Just because they didn't get one doesn't mean they didn't try.
Well, what he's got now, and I've been a season ticket holder for 50 years and also graduate from the University of Michigan, and I've gotten to the point now that I don't know if they'll – I predicted a 9-3 or 8-4 season. Now I'm predicting a 5-7 season. I don't think they can win another game. And as a season ticket holder, I'm not going to.
Game, but
I don't think they can. I don't think they can be.
Well, they've got 4 wins now, and if you think they're going 5-7,
I think they could even go 4-8.
Fair enough.
I really don't. I didn't think they could beat Texas. They had a chance with Washington.
Look, and they're going to have their hands full. I was just pointing out that your math didn't work, but I will say, yeah. I mean, they've got major problems this year, and. You know, I've had some conversations about what went down with the quarterbacks in the portal with guys that were interested, but the timing didn't work out. But at the end of the day, they're ultimately responsible for the product on the field. The good news is the quick fix era. But part about it being the quick fix era is you kind of got to fix it quick. And this season might
be
lost.
He may be another Brady Hulk, to tell you the truth. If he does not produce next year or the year after, I did not think that they would go undefeated this year. I thought 9-3, but what you're watching now is just pathetic.
It's stunning how bad the offense is right now. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!